Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley. Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, say, Jack.
Wallet and Bobble Gerard. He's its wallet speaking. What's that? Well, yes, sir, we can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley. Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Bird Betraying Bard, we see what happens, and it's plenty, when you mix up equal parts of poetry and the parrot. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Gasoline Alley. A fellow named Bill Shakespeare once wrote that dreams are the children of an idle brain. And surely Shakespeare must have had Skeezick's partner Wilmer Bobble in mind. Right now, for instance, as Skeezick repairs the horn of Doc Avery's auto, Wilmer's saying...
Yes, sir, Skeezick. When I decided to become a mere garage mechanic, the world was robbed.
Oh, sure, Wilmer. Robbed of what?
Robbed of a great genius, that's what. Why, I could have...
Sure,
been...
sure. Wilmer, hold the horn while I try this connection, please.
Okay, I got it. Why, I could have been a great lawyer, a great surgeon, a great lover. Now, that's a very rude attitude to take. I could have...
That was the horn, Wilmer. Here, let me try this wire. There. Now, Wilmer, that's got it. Great lover.
Oh, you can make fun of me, Skeezick. But I'll prove it to you yet that I'm a great genius. You just wait.
You wait, Wilmer. We've got a customer.
Gosh, what a big house trailer.
Morning. What can we do for you, sir?
Greetings, friends. I bring you cheer. Good luck today and all the year.
That sounded almost like a poem.
Wilmer, please. This is a customer. Don't mind Wilmer.
Wilmer is right. I'll take his part. He, too, is a poet at heart.
You mean me?
But allow me to introduce myself. Henry Wadsworth Wump is my noble name. The greeting card business. That's my game.
Well, I'm Skeezick's wallet, Mr. Wump, and this is my partner, Wilmer Bobble.
Ah, yes, the man of wit and genius, debonair. Surely the artistic one of the pair.
You mean me?
So what can we do for you, Mr. Wump?
I'd like to park my trailer here a week and a day. Then after, I'll be on my way.
Okay? Oh, sure, Mr. Wump. We'll give you a special rate for staying that long.
What kind of contest is it, Mr. Wump?
A contest to select poems for my greeting cards. A chance for fame and fortune for all your local bard.
That word bard, Mr. Wump, I don't believe I know it.
Wilmer, a bard is a poet.
Oh, sure. That's what I thought it was.
But I don't think there are any poets in our town, Mr. Wump.
That's right, Mr. Wump. I mean, hey, wait a minute. Great lawyer, great surgeon, great poet. It so happens that I know quite a bit about poetry and stuff.
And you're quite right, Mr. Bobble. There are poets in every town. Each time I hold my contest, they all come flopping round. Now, I give out 3 cash prizes of 10, 15, and 25. Turn them into greeting cards to keep my firm alive.
I don't see how you can make money in the greeting card business that way, Mr. Wump.
My friend, I own all the contest entries, see? I print up quite a few, but I pay for only 3.
Gee. I see. Hey, you've got me doing it.
but let me show you my sign, which I plaster all over the town, offering cash for Valentine's and other greetings the whole year round. This way. Hey?
Sure, okay.
Yes, there. Kindly stare.
Well,
citywide poetry contest to be held in the school auditorium. Cash prizes for the best greeting card verses. Yes, sir, Mr. Swump. That's pretty slick.
Sure, he's no chump. I mean, he ain't no hick.
Is there anybody else in the trailer, Mr. Swump?
Maybe it's Mrs. Swump, huh?
That's my darling parrot, Bony, fed on seeds and bananas. He's quite dear to my heart, but I wish he had better manners. Yeah, Bony. Yeah. That's the deal. This is Wilmer, Bony boy, so kindly say hello. Wilmer is a poet, and I know he'll love you, so.
Well, I got bit on the nose by a parrot when I was a kid, so I don't care much. Right.
Get
a load
of the big clown!
Why, you...
Your head, you big dope!
You wouldn't say that to me if you were a man, you fine feathered little feeble.
Oh, what a dope! What a dope!
Mr. Bobble, this I know and now can tell. From the way Bony acts, you have cast the spell. He's only rude because he loves you so well.
Well, you're not.
But I'm off to post signs for my greeting card. So I leave Bony with you, my fellow
boy. Sure, we'll look after him for you, Mr. Wump. I just hope I can keep Wilmer from wringing his neck.
Hello, why? Did you hear what he called us, Gazing?
No, well, he may have meant you, Wilmer, old pard, but he didn't mean me. I'm no bard.
Well, now, I could write a poem if I wanted to.
I was afraid of this. Have you ever written a poem?
What do you mean? Listen, Skeezick, I'm going to prove to you that I'm a second Edgar Allan Poe. I'm going to enter this poetry contest, and not only that, I'm going to win it.
All right, Wilmer, but what are you going to write about? Christmas, New Year's, birthdays, or what?
None of that stuff. What was good enough for Edgar Allan Poe was good enough for me. I'm going to write about love.
Well, I wish you luck, but...
Yeah, but what?
But right now... Edgar Allan Poe must be turning over in his grave.
To Gasoline Alley and the adventure of the bird-betraying bard. Well, it's the night of the big poetry contest, and one of the contestants has just finished reciting her poem. On stage, as judge, is Mr. Henry Wadsworth Wump, the owner of the greeting card company, and with him is his parrot, Bony. And at the moment, Mr. Wump is saying,
thank you, Miss Euphoria Elizabeth LaRue, for your Christmas verse entitled Play Bells in My Heart for You. And the applause meter tells us it reads 98. It may win the first prize or a greeting card, great.
Wilmer, I feel like a dope up here on the stage with you.
I told you it was just to keep me from being nervous, like, Skeezick.
Sure, but somebody might think I've written a poem.
Oh, everybody knows you wouldn't know how to write a poem, Skeezick. Oh, wait, here's Mr. Wump.
There is still one more fine contestant who is yet to try his hand.
He needs me.
But first I'll check the applause figures to find out where we stand. I'm living at ease for one moment, please.
What, this poem, Skeezix? I'm a cinch for first prize.
Oh, I hope so, Wilmer. Only...
Oh, yeah, only what? Oh,
I'm worried about Bony. Look at him.
Oh, he's sitting on Mr. Wump's shoulder. What about him?
He's looking over here at you with his head cocked to one side as if he's waiting for something.
Well, I'm not going to worry about a dopey parrot.
Wait.
Now, our final entry. Wilmer Bobble, by name, who hopes with his poem to win fortune and fame. Mr. Bobble.
Hello, folks.
Now, we are sure, Mr. Bobble, your poem will be great. So, tell us now which season your fine verse will celebrate.
Well, no season at all, Mr. Wump. The poem's about love, see? So I call it love.
Indeed? Proceed. Pony, quiet.
Yeah, I'm telling him to stop staring at me. It ruins my poetic mood life.
Wilmer, read your poem.
Oh yes, Stephen, sure. Love by Edgar Allan Bobble. That's my pen name, see?
Mr. Bobble, your poem, please. Or must I get down on my knees?
Oh, sure. It goes like this. Quote. My love for you is my hope.
What a dope! What a dope!
Cut it out, you rat with feathers on!
The beginning, Mr. Bubble, was very fine. But was the part about the rat the second line?
Of course it was. I mean, no, no, that's fine.
Quiet, dear Boney. This is great art. Please, Mr. Bubble, make a fresh start.
Okay, but make him be quiet.
Okay.
What? My love for you is my hope.
What a dope! What a dope!
Without it, I'd be sunk.
Get a load of the clunk!
Ladies and gentlemen, please!
And when you're away, I cry and moan.
Don't duck your head, you great big dope!
I refuse to leave my palm!
Ladies and gentlemen, please! Now, you have given Mr. Bubble more applause than all the others who spoke in poetry's cause. But since he won't continue to poetize, I feel me, oh, dear me, he can't win a prize.
What's that? You insist?
Then how can I resist? As a consolation prize to Mr. Bubble, I give my dear and darling parrot, Pony, and long may they live.
I won't take him. If I get alone in the alley with him, there'll be murder.
Well, I know somebody who wants a parrot, Wilmer, but...
Just don't let him near me. That's all I can say.
Well, I'll take care of Boney, but while you were reading your poem, I wrote a poem for you.
Oh, no. Jesus, don't ever mention poetry again.
Never after this, Wilmer, but listen.
All right, but promise, never again.
Okay, here it is. You did not win the first prize, the second, or the third. But this I know, you poor man's Poe. You really got the bird. Your gas.
About the next adventure in Gasoline Alley, here's Skeezy.
Now, Wilmer, you know you can never be a radio announcer.
Who said I couldn't be a radio announcer?
Oh, I did. A radio announcer must have perfect diction.
I've got perfect diction. I used to win gold medals in diction. I'm a diction champ.
Only, Skeezy. Yes, Wilmer?
What is diction?
Your Autolite dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skeezix.
Wallet and Bobble Garage. Skeezix Wallet speaking. What's that? Yes, sir. We can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure. We'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley.
Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers. In this episode, The Adventure of the Agitated Announcer, Skeezix and Wilmer visit a radio station. The result? Well, it's quite a bit of consternation. But first, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Gasoline Alley. Diedrich has learned from past experience that when his partner, Wilmer Bobble, gets a big idea usually pays off in plenty of trouble. And so, as Wilmer arrived at the garage for work this morning, what has he got? You guessed it, a big idea. Like so.
Hey, excuse me, wait, you hear what I thought up for? Boy, is this terrific.
Morning, Wilmer, you're late for work.
Late for work, he says. Listen, I work all night, tossing and turning in bed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Something you ate?
Jesus, I was awake because I was thinking. I don't sleep well when I'm thinking.
Oh. All right, what's the big idea this time?
Sometimes, Skeezix, I almost get the feeling that you don't appreciate all I do for you. This'll double our business. It'll triple it. It'll
How much will it cost, Wilmer?
That's the beauty part of it. It don't cost a red nickel. Now, look, all we got to do to get more business than we can handle is to get a lot of free publicity. Simple.
Huh? Now, wait a minute, Wilmer. Getting publicity takes skill and experience.
It takes brains, Skeezix. And when it comes to brains, boy, I'm loaded.
All right, brain boy. You're going to get a lot of free publicity for the garage. But how?
Very simple. Everybody likes a picture of pretty girls in bathing suits. Right? Right. Okay. So we get some pretty girls in bathing suits here in the garage, and we'll get their pictures in the paper. Now, what do you say to that?
Well, it doesn't matter what I say, Wilmer, but what will Jessica say?
Jessica. Hey, excuse me, do you mean Jessica?
Your ever-loving wife with the strong right arm. Well?
On second thought, Skeezix, maybe bathing beauties here in the garage ain't quite the right answer. These days cost too much to waste in a black eye.
Let's forget it, Wilmer, and get to work.
Oh, I'll think of another way, Skeezix. Don't worry about that.
Hold it, Wilmer. We've got a customer.
Hey, it's Mr. Whitby, the manager of the radio station.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Mr. Whitby. What can we do for you?
Well, there's something wrong with the old bus, Skeezix.
Uh-huh.
She's hard to start, and then sometimes when she's rolling along, the motor goes dead on her.
Oh, it sounds like ignition trouble. You better let us have a look at it.
Sure, we'll have a fix in no time.
Oh, that's fine, boys. When can I get it?
Well, unless we run into something unexpected, we should have it fixed up by 2 o'clock this afternoon.
2 o'clock? No, I couldn't come and get it then. This afternoon at 2, I'll be holding auditions for the big community fun package. We broadcast it, you know.
Oh, you sure had a swell show last year, Mr. Whitby. Me and Jessica tuned in and we just howled.
You howled?
Yeah, boy, was it funny.
That's very strange. It wasn't supposed to be funny. As a matter of fact, it was quite serious.
That's what I mean. It was quite serious. Yes, Jessica and me, we nearly cried. It was beautiful.
I see.
Mr. Whitby, I'll bet you've got a lot of good acts this year.
Oh, we've got plenty of talent for the show, all right, but we seem to be stuck for a narrator.
A who writer?
A narrator, Wilmer. The master of ceremonies. The head man.
Just a minute, Mr. Whitby. Just what does this narrator fella have to do?
Why, the narrator's the most important part of the show, Wilmer. He introduces all the acts, keeps the audience happy between the acts, and ties the whole show together.
Well, that don't seem too difficult.
Oh, it takes a man with a lot of personality and perfect diction. A man that can think fast on his feet.
Takes brains, huh? Tell me, Mr. Whitby, will this narrator feller get any publicity?
Oh, yes, indeed. His picture will be in the paper almost every day. Oh, gosh, I've got to get down to the station.
Picture in the paper every day, huh? Oh, Mr. Whitby.
Yes, Wilmer?
Don't worry about your car. As soon as we get it fixed, I'll take it down to the radio station in person.
Oh, thank you, Wilmer. Well, come on, boys.
Well, it's nice of you to offer to do that, Wilmer.
Nice nothing, Skeezix. I'm doing this for the publicity I'll get for the garage.
What do you mean by that?
Simple. When I get down to the station, I'll just audition for that narrator part. Also, I'll win it.
But, Wilmer, you heard Mr. Whitby say the narrator has to have perfect diction.
Sure, and that's exactly what I've got. I've won diction prizes. I've won gold medals for my diction. Only...
Yes, only what?
Only, Skeezix. What is diction?
Gasoline Alley and the Adventure of the Agitated Announcer. Well, Wilmer has decided to give a radio audition in an effort to get the part of narrator in the big annual community fun pageant, which is broadcast every year. A Now the boys are at the radio station. Cheezik's having come along to keep Wilmer out of trouble. He hopes.
Wilmer, this is just another one of your harebrained ideas. You don't know a thing about announcing or public speaking. How can you possibly be narrator of the pageant?
Jesus, haven't you got any faith in me? I've got personality, haven't I?
Well...
I've got brains, haven't I?
Well,
Jesus, look, if I get it, the job I mean, it will mean a lot of free publicity for the garage. It's not myself I'm thinking about. It's the business.
Yeah, yeah. When you get up on that podium in front of all those people... You'll get the business.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'll get the business. Hey, wait a minute. What do you mean?
Okay,
Dick. Oh,
there's Mr. Whitby, the radio station manager.
Hello, Mr. Whitby.
Mr. Whitby, I'm here for my audition for the narrator's part.
Yes. Did you get my car fixed?
Oh, we sure did, Mr. Whitby. Cleaned up your ignition trouble and put in a new set of spark plugs. It's purring like a kitten.
Mr. Whitby, I'm ready.
Hmm? Ready for what?
The audition. The audition, you know, the audition.
Oh, look, Wilmer, an announcer's job isn't easy. We thought it over and decided we want a really professional speaker for the pageant.
Wow.
Do you think you're professional?
Plus, just show me that microphone and let me get going.
Oh, very well, Wilmer. Let's make this fast. Now, if you two boys will go into Studio B, not A, but B, I'll run around to my office, and when you see the red light go on, you start speaking.
Is it just about anything?
No. Here's the audition script I have in my pocket here. Now, this is a test of your concentration and your ability to speak under all circumstances. Don't let anything faze you or stop you until the red light goes off.
Oh, don't worry about me. Nothing is going to stop me.
I'm not going to like you.
Okay, Steve. When I get this job, maybe you'll change your tune.
All right now, Wilma. Just go into the studio, and when the red light goes on, I'll be listening in my office. And I'll come back to the studio and tell you how it is.
Don't worry about me. It's an awesome racket of duck soup. Come on, Stevens. Let's go in.
No, Wilmer. Not that door. That's Studio A.
Well, that's what he said. Studio A. He said, and I quote, Studio A, not B.
I thought it was the other way around.
Stevens, don't try to confuse me. Well, let's go in. Oh, look. The red light is on it. The sign says, on the air.
What? Come on.
Hey. We're on the air in here.
I know. I'm having an audition. This is just one of Mr. Whitby's tricks to upset me.
I'm going on the air right now with my harmonica.
Folks, for my first number today, I'm about to play the overture from Orpheus.
Oh, no, you don't. Get away that microphone, you. I'm going to do my audition for Mr. Whitby.
Now, wait a minute.
Maybe he's right. Maybe we are in the wrong studio.
Yeah, let me handle this. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, that's the way you want it. Okay, I'll show you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are assembled here to dedicate this monument to that eminent American...
Wilmer
J. Bob. Oh, no. I need to say, now, Jesus, don't interrupt me, will you? The theme of the pageant is to depict the growth of this fair metropolis, how it has grown. It has grown. From a small hamlet to the thriving industrial center it is today. Go back through the years with me, friends, if you will. In your mind's eye, heart, hark back, if you will, to those early days when this fair city of ours was a tiny omelet. I mean Hamlet.
Will, you maniac. Get away from that microphone. Everybody in town is listening to you.
Come on, the air.
No, you don't, Mr. Whitby. You can't fool me. I know this is part of the test.
What you need is a sanity test. You walked into the wrong studio. That gibberish that you were spouting has been going out over the air. The station's flooded with telephone calls.
Awful. Oh, I'm good, huh?
Good! Wilbur J. Bobble, you set radio broadcasting back 20 years!
I'm sorry, Wilmer, but everybody seems to have been listening when you were on the air this afternoon.
I know. I'm the laughing stock of the town.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, gosh. Here comes Mr. Whitby. Oh, gosh.
Wilmer! I've been looking all over town for you.
Okay, Mr. Whitby. I'm ready to go to jail.
Jail? Nothing here, my boy. Look at the Clarion. The picture's on the front page.
Gosh. It says Wilmer Bobble and funniest broadcast of the year. Wilmer, things aren't so bad.
I'll say they aren't. Why, the station owner's already congratulated me. And, of course, Wilmer, we'll want you in the pageant.
Gosh, Mr. Whitby, as narrator?
Well, now, not as narrator, no. We're doing a Shakespearean scene in which there are two lovers and a clown. By public demand, Wilmer, you're going to play the fool.
Mm-hmm.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. Now a word from your own Autolite dealer. About the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Jesus.
Oh, Wilmer, you look terrible. What's the matter?
I can't sleep, Jesus. There's a guy next door who keeps singing Rock in the Cradle of the Deep all night long.
Well, don't you like the song?
Not the way he sings it. Let me tell you something, Jesus. If that guy sings it once more, I'm gonna rock him. And I mean rock.